Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I think every Christian, every conservative, every patriot in America ought to be concerned about. It's the global control that's coming, or the coming global control. Now, we're seeing bits and pieces of it. Part of it is the Black Lives Matter, Marxist, communist organization. They're trying to infiltrate. We'll talk about that further in the broadcast, of how you can take just a minuscule small number percentage of socialist, Marxist, communist in a nation, and they can control the balance of the nation. We're on the fast track for that. We're talking about, as a build-up to that, as a fundamental foundation for us to recognize the ultimate goal and what is taking place and how it's taking place. I was just on an article before the news break, Shame and Guilt Campaign Plan to Coerce COVID-19 Vaccinations. This article says, and the research and study done by a group, nonprofit organization called the Council for Health Freedom and in Minnesota. And it says, first, there's no guarantee COVID-19 vaccine will work. Second, it could backfire and strengthen the virus. Dr. Fauci, the council, noticed reference to previous vaccinations, didn't say which ones, that previously had a suboptimal response that enhanced pathogens of the disease, which is always worrisome. No coronavirus vaccine has been developed yet, even though we've had multitudes of coronavirus pandemics. She pointed out that in 2012, a study on coronavirus funded by the Fauci department made the virus more virulent in the test animals that it was tested on. The American public should be concerned about the possibility that COVID-19 vaccination may, in fact, backfire. Researchers discovered the mice who were believed to have developed antibodies had actually gotten sicker. The study concluded that vaccines had made the coronavirus more virulent and issued caution in proceeding to the application of SARS-CoV vaccine in humans, end quote. You don't hear anything about that on the Communist Network News, the MSNBC or CNN. You don't hear that at all, with the warnings of the potentiality of it being a major, major, major pathway to enhance the number of COVID cases and be very, very detrimental to the general populace. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the approach that's being taken, even though it seems as though somehow, some way it's for our health, and it's not for our health at all. As I introduced the broadcast today, talking about Dr. Tedros saying we will never get back to normal because this COVID-19, and even if we have a vaccine, it will not end the problem because of climate control. It is simply the ultimate end goal is to use climate control, which is an apparatus, a tool by which you would have total control over nations and destroy the United States as a sovereign country. Ladies and gentlemen, that's their goal. That's their modus operandi and what they're wanting to do. The COVID vaccination will be a globalist system of control all over the world's population. Here's an article that says, no religious exemption, new push for mandatory COVID vaccinations. State after state after state, ladies and gentlemen, in order to set the stage and get the populace ready to openly receive and accept the COVID-19 vaccination. And it's on the fast track. We're being told it'll be here by the end of the year, the first of next year. Unfortunately, our nation's executive office, the presidential office, is in favor of a vaccination because he's been deceived, lied to, smoke's been blown in his ear, as I call it, by Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and Dr. Tedros and the others wearing white jackets, telling the president that's the only way that we can get the COVID pathogen out of society. And when in reality, ladies and gentlemen, I believe by the end of November, COVID pandemic will be, for all practical purposes, over and done with. It's being hyped today because of the false positives that they're getting with the testing and the mega hundreds of thousands and, yay, may I say, even millions that have been false positives, and yet they don't go back and retract that and correct the numbers. They continue to show fallacious numbers. But this says, no religious exemption, new push for mandatory vaccines. Three university professors, two of whom are physicians, are calling for COVID-19 vaccinations and saying they must be mandatory with no allowance for religious objections. The Case Western Reserve University scholars, writing in USA Today, advised the distinctives be imposed, that distinctives, disincentives, that is, be imposed to ensure compliance. Private business could refuse to employ or serve vaccinated individuals, unvaccinated individuals. The professors proposed schools could refuse to allow unimmunized children to attend classes. Public and commercial transit companies, airlines, trains, buses could exclude anyone that refuses a vaccination. Public and private auditoriums could refuse any evidence, to allow you to enter any auditorium unless you have evidence of being immunized. Dr. Michael Letterman, Maxwell J. Melham, and Dr. Stuart Younger acknowledged the measures might seem draconian and would be costly, but ensuring universal vaccination is a negligible sacrifice compared with the cost, the deaths, and the social upheaval that a sustained pandemic is having on our country. Those are called scare tactics. It is simply to get you in a state of hysteria. One of the major tools used by Karl Marx was to divide society with fear and to divide the society based on racial issues, and to ultimately cause submission and subjection to the cause of socialist Marxist communism. And as a result of that, basically the ultimate goal is to dethrone God. This article says, simply put, getting vaccinated is going to be our patriotic duty, this writer says. Do not honor religious objections, the writer says. Do not allow objections to personal preference either, which violate the social contract with the public. Ladies and gentlemen, we're setting the stage. Stage is being set where there's going to be the forced immunization of all of the globe. We're going to talk about the reason and the rationale behind a global vaccination and what's in that vaccination, how it will be used to control you and me and control all of society, just as China's being controlled today. In fact, here's a good evidence of it, ladies and gentlemen. Here's an article that says, immunity passports and the peril of conferring coronavirus status. This article is frightening. This article basically sets the stage for where we're going. This article says, immunity passports. What is an immunity passport? Have you heard that? Are you familiar with it? Do you know what it connotes as we talk about an immunity passport? This article says immunity passports, which would verify whether someone has been infected with COVID-19, could help open up travel, but their deployment raises concerns, this writer says. The deployment of immunity passport raises the number of logistical and ethical concerns. In the United States, testing could become a barrier to getting a pass. Diagnostic testing has been limited, and serology tests, which measures COVID-19 antibodies, are still being developed. Even if testing were universally available, people without antibodies would be shut out from the activities of everyday life, creating a divided landscape of antibodies haves and have-nots. The reality is that access to society with this kind of certification, we're talking about now immunity passports, this kind of certification, the article tells us, will likely reflect existing systemic biases, corruption, and discrimination in the system. And he goes on to talk about how this will be carried out, what will taking place to force every citizen to be vaccinated. With the coming global COVID vaccination on the horizon, ladies and gentlemen, are you going to accept it? Will you openly say, yes, shoot me in the arm? What would you say? How would you respond? Love to hear from you, 831-0917, 831-0917. The area code is 904, 831-0917. Are you susceptible to the hysteria and the fear that's being set? The stage is being set for the coming global vaccination. The stage is being set today. In fact, we have another frightening article. Pope Francis has backed global elitists such as Bill Gates when it comes to coronavirus vaccination, saying that it should be universal for every human being, end quote. The article reads this way. Pope Francis, officially siding with the global elitist like Bill Gates, is calling for global COVID-19 vaccinations. Never mind that those vaccinations will contain aborted baby parts, this writer says. Never mind that those vaccines are the weapon of choice in the New World Order. And never mind the fact that those global COVID vaccines comes global digital identification for every human being on the globe. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen. This is not by accident. This is not simply because we had a pandemic. This is not simply that which is thought up in a think tank somewhere as a mysterious conspiracy theory. It's not that at all. We're watching the masterminds behind the scenes being operated through World Health Organization with the push by Bill Gates, which is not a physician, not anything in the medical field, being pushed and paid for by Bill Gates in order to have global control over the universe, global control over every human being. You say, how is that possible? Is it possible for any human being to be in control of all the world's population? The answer is yes. At your leisure, read Revelation chapter 13, 1 through 18. In particular, focus on verses 11 through 18. There's coming a day, ladies and gentlemen, when what we're talking about now that is on the horizon, the stage is being set. It is a preparation and planning for the ultimate global control by the Antichrist as he steps on the scene, where everybody will be forced to take the vaccination, where everybody will be forced to be identified by the COVID pass, as we call it today, that in that COVID pass, in that vaccination, will be the stamp, the seal, the chip, if you will, that will be able to identify you by uplink RFID satellite and find you wherever you may be on the face of the globe. We'll talk about that in the balance of this broadcast today. But Pope Francis is now embracing Bill Gates and his globalist idea of vaccinating every human being. And with Pope Francis basically representing about 1.5 billion people, it gives the stage, makes the stage set. It is a dress rehearsal in the preparation for the ultimate day when there will be the global vaccination. You will have to have that in order to buy, sell, or trade. You'll have to have that to open your business. You will have to have that global COVID pass in order to have any transportation. Here's an article. Bill Gates says, we need to develop a digital certificate that shows who has received all of the vaccinations. Only those with all the required vaccinations may travel, may visit churches, may participate in sports, and even participate in music events, or even get a job, end quote. Further in the article, it says, COVID pass is arguably the world's most secure decentralized digital health passport that verifies and authenticates health credentials. COVID pass gives everybody the ability and peace of mind to return to work, to travel, to have socialization, to go to church, knowing that their test status is healthy for everyone, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being sold a bill of lies. We're being sold the false narrative that somehow, some way, if you don't take the COVID test, if you don't have the COVID face covering, by the way, that's setting the stage for subjection, submission. The mask has always represented that. And that's exactly what we see taking place. Here's an article that is written by an individual. I'll just call him Theodore. It's a German name. The purpose of communist propaganda was not to persuade or convince, not to inform, but to humiliate, and therefore the less it corresponds to reality, the better. When people are forced to remain silent when they are being told the most obvious lies, or even worse, when they are forced to repeat the lies themselves, they lose once and for all their sense of probity. The assent to obvious lies is in some small way to become evil in oneself. One's standing to resist anything is thus eroded and even destroyed. A society of emasculated liars is easy to control, end quote. And the focus is, ladies and gentlemen, is the coming global control. And we're using a so-called pandemic. It's been weaponized by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and all of those that name the name of Democrat. And they're using that as a weaponization to try to undermine and destroy the future election of President Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, we're in perilous times, as we see and understand according to the scripture. We're in perilous times when we see the people lining up, getting in the car, sitting for hours, waiting to be COVID tested through the window, the driver window of your car, or the passenger side of the car. Ladies and gentlemen, it is causing shame and disgrace. If you go into a store today and you don't have a mask on, it's saying that I am odd and I'm out of line, out of step with others. In fact, Australia's even jumped on the bandwagon. Here's the headlines. Coronavirus vaccine should be mandatory, says the Australian Prime Minister. But ladies and gentlemen, it's a multi-pronged apparatus that's bringing us to the point of the global control. I'm looking at an article that says schools prepare to train children in the Marxist BLM curriculum. It is a Marxist approach. Marxism, ladies and gentlemen, is socialism, communism, light. Karl Marx was not one that simply was willing to just sit back and allow people to have their way. It was for a total social control of people across the globe. And that's what we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. Listen very carefully. The COVID vaccination will be the globalist system of control of all the world's population. We're told that the COVID vaccination, with the Bill Gates patented, if you please, insert of that identification chip, that identification mark that is read by an RFID tracking device, that it will be capable of tracking, tracing, locating, quarantining any human being that will show by way of that uplink satellite that you may have come in contact with a human being that had COVID-19 or other pathogens. It is being touted by Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci, the World Health Organization with Dr. Tedros. It's being touted as a device that can singularly be utilized to control every human being on the face of the globe to make sure that we do not come in contact with others, supposedly for the benefit of our health. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Gates himself said that it will be able to trace, to find, to quarantine, to track, and to quarantine anyone, any place on the face of the globe. So just how could the vaccination or the chip within that vaccination be utilized for that, to find you, trace you, and to quarantine you? How can that be done? Ladies and gentlemen, the chip in your hand or the head, as it is called in Revelation 13. Listen very carefully. God has already pre-written for us. God has already given us history in advance so that we can know where this world is going and what to do as Christians. It's found in Revelation 13, 11 through 18 in particular. And ladies and gentlemen, it will contain the ultimate chip in the Bill Gates COVID-19 vaccination. They have already determined that in that will be a liquid that goes under the skin, formulates a small little flexible, like I would call it, plastic shield that will have embedded in that everything about you. It will be in there, your health records, your military records. It will have your military history, the shopping places, the record of where you shop, the shopping records, your travel history, your travel records, all of your personal data. This is implanted in this mechanism that will be able to be activated via a satellite. It can be uploaded or downloaded with additional information. Don't you dare think that the vaccination is going to be simply a medical treatment. That's not the end goal for the socialist, Marxist, dictator, communist focus on global control. That is not the end goal. The end goal, the end game is not for your health, not for my health, not to protect us from one another, not to in some fashion inoculate us from future pathogens that will be harmful and dangerous and damaging to your health and to mine. That is not the goal, ladies and gentlemen, for the future of America and the future of the globe. In fact, Joe Biden has already said that he wants to mandate mask wearing for everybody. He's also said that if he is president, there will be a mandate, not just for the mask, but for everyone to be vaccinated when the vaccination is on hand. Presumptive Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and running mate Kamala Harris called for the nationwide mask mandate after coronavirus briefing they had. Every American should be wearing a mask, they said, outside of the next 3 months as a minimum. Let's institute a mask mandate nationwide starting right now, Joe Biden says it will save lives. That's the mindset that's being carried out today, ladies and gentlemen. And as a result of that, listen, the mask is not the end result. The mask is simply a desensitizing factor that will force you and me and anybody else that succumbs to it to be ready to accept the inoculation, the vaccination, that will be the ultimate global control for every human being. Here's an article that says, Utah governor, students who don't wear a mask can be charged with a crime. In fact, the Utah governor for kindergarten through the 12th grade says that if you're caught at school without a mask, you, the student, will be fined $1,000 and up to 6 months in jail. I don't know about you, but I find that offensive. We're being desensitized as a people that's free. We're in the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're in the land of the free only because of the brave that take a stand to protect us, ladies and gentlemen. This article says it's enforced on a district and superintendent level. Our children should not have to suffer criminal consequences, a writer says on this, for getting an education. And this is what is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, and this governor making the argument that every student should be covering his face or get a 6 months in jail, $1,000 fine. Ladies and gentlemen, it's proven with the testing of the mask, the cotton mask, the face mask, the N95 mask, that they're worthless from the standpoint of protecting you from a pathogen. In fact, it reduces your oxygen level by 40%, up to 40%, the article reads, from OSHA and CDC. And yet we're forcing people to destroy their health. I was in a place of business the other day, and the lady behind the counter wanted to take her mask off but said that she was being watched by cameras throughout the store, that the employees were required to wear the mask. And she said, I can hardly breathe by the time I get off in the afternoon. She kept lifting the mask so that she could get fresh air under the mask through to our nostrils. That's what we're watching, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching the stage being set. It is the dress rehearsal. It is the desensitization of the citizens of the United States of America getting us ready to receive the mark that shall be nothing less than the fulfillment of the prophetic text in the Word of God. Here's an article that says, new state mandate requires doctor's note to get mask-free in the public. And it says Connecticut is one of 34 states, in addition to the District of Columbia, that have issued some form of mask mandate. 34 states, ladies and gentlemen. And it's through the wannabe dictator tyrant governors and mayors that's requiring that across America, and it's destroying the health. I told the lady the other day in the store, you need to get you a good attorney and file suit against the company that's forcing you to wear that mask because it's destroying your health. And I'm not one that's wanting to litigate everything. But when it comes to something like that, we need to stand up as a people. Mask is simply a indication of submission and surrender and subjection. I'm looking at an article that says 2,300 years ago, long before Islam, Arabs discovered that forcing people to cover their noses and their mouths broke their will and individually and depersonalized them. It made them submissive and subjective. That's why they imposed on every woman the mandatory use of fabric over her face. Then Islam turned it into the woman's symbol of submission to Allah, the man owner of the harem, and the king. Modern psychology explains it. Without face, we don't exist as independent beings. The child looks in the mirror between the ages of 2 and 3 and is discovered as an individual, independent being. The mask is the beginning of deleting individuality. He who does not know his history is condemned to repeat it, this article says. And that's exactly correct, ladies and gentlemen. We need to understand that wearing the mask is the precursor to accepting the injection in the arm or the injection in the forehead or the injection in the hand of a chip that will allow you to be discovered, followed around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about this COVID pass. The microchip device will allow you to buy, sell, to travel. In fact, in your driver's license today, you have a 2020 ID chip. That is a microchip being able to be read by microchip reader. that without that microchip in a driver's license, as of October of this year, you will not be allowed to get on an airplane to travel any place outside of your local municipality. It is designed, ladies and gentlemen, to, at my most humble opinion, as a precursor to, as a test basin for the future chip that shall be used in the Bill and Melinda Gates vaccination that shall be mandatory around the globe for every human being. David Daniel Horowitz says, exposing the masquerade, the question every American should be asking about indefinite mask mandate. In the article, he says, mask wearing in all major cities from Los Angeles to Miami has been in place now and followed by pressure and community shame for months. He goes on to say this has been off the charts for the people that's willing to accept it, yet the virus is still a pandemic. He goes further, says, to suggest that an individual be forced into something so personal as covering your own faces indefinitely under the guise of protecting other people is a huge dramatic change in the relationship, in the relationship between government and the citizens. We're watching government take over with the total control of our lives, ladies and gentlemen, and ultimately there shall come one on the scenes that will be called the Antichrist, the one that is referred to in the scripture as the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the lawless one, the beast, the dragon, the old serpent, none other than the Antichrist, that will force every human being to accept the mark of identification. And, of course, it will be touted as for their own good so they can buy and sell, because the Bible clearly says that without it, in that day, in the days of the tribulation, you'll not be able to buy, sell, or trade. And I put it on the statement, you can't even open your own business. This article, here's an article that says the World Health Organization is monitoring. This is what sets the stage. And let you understand, ladies and gentlemen, its stage is being set for the vaccine. World Health Organization is monitoring online COVID conversations. Hear me. They're monitoring our conversations online to immunize the public against misinformation. And it's a lengthy article, but very succinctly stated, they're tuning in to every conversation online to determine if you're saying anything just as I'm saying today, so that then they can retort that, reject that, and tell you that it's false information. Ladies and gentlemen, the stage is being set for global control. And if we, on November the 3rd, if we want to lose the land of the free and the home of the brave that we've had for 244 years, then vote for Joe Biden. Otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, I suggest that you vote for Donald J. Trump, that we might continue to have a free nation. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.